Now, this morning, we are talking about the bank of mum and dad. Apparently, it is now on par with the ninth... That's amazing. The ninth largest mortgage lender in the UK. £6.5 billion this year will be lent to people by the bank of mum and dad so they can get on the property ladder. What we want to know from you... your stories of your first house. What was it like when you got those keys, and what was the house like? The old soldier gets in touch. He says, morning, Nicholas Dennis Ahad. I'm getting full name thanks to Richard Stead on the text message. He says, my first house was a Wilcon home. I was gutted when I put up shelves in our daughter's room as they were straw walls. I felt robbed, says the old soldier. And he signs off with a little saying. He says, remember, Nick, one man's wage rise is another man's price increase. Thank you very much. So first time buyers are turning to the bank of mum and dad to get on the property ladder. I want to know about your first house. When did you buy it? Where did you buy it? Who did you buy it with? Are you still living there? Well, with me now is someone who plays a significant part in the buying process, estate agent Lisa Greer from Ribston Pippin Estate Agents in Menston. She joins us now. Lisa, welcome.
Morning, Nick.
Now, you're at that wonderful position where you get to see people get their keys for the first time. Just tell us about the joy that people experience when they get the keys to their first home.
It is lovely. Really, really, really enjoyable to see young couples especially pack the keys, predominantly on a Friday afternoon, with all that excitement of moving in over the weekend.
Oh, is a Friday a popular day for this then?
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, lots of people like to complete on the house on the Friday, so they've got their weekend to start putting up those shelves and unpacking.
And you can pop the fizzy and you can get some fish and chips, eat them out of the paper in your brand new house. It's a really special moment, isn't it, for people?
Yeah, we always do. When we give the keys to our clients, they always get a bottle of fizz to go with them because they think it's such a happy occasion. They should definitely toast their new home.
There you go. See, that's how you get looked after by an estate agent. A bottle of fizz as well. Now, this extraordinary statistic about the bank of mum and dad, now on par with the ninth largest mortgage lender in the UK. That has staggered me this morning. Is this something that you see reflected with people buying houses with you?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by that at all, Nick. We see this very regularly now with quite substantial sums, actually. The sums that we see with a couple of sales going through at the moment with sort of 50 and 100,000 pounds worth of help from the bank of mum and dad. So
wow.
Substantial amounts to help, yeah.
What always baffles me is, where are these parents getting this money from? I mean, have they got 50 and 100 grand just stashed away?
For the people we've been dealing with recently, yes, it's been potentially in investments or savings, which, of course, for lots of people are not earning a great deal of interest at the moment with interest rates being so low. So the choice is to help their children to buy something. It's not just first-time buyers either, even second or third-time buyers with expanding families. Mums and dads are putting their hands in their pockets to help their children.
Absolutely amazing. Now, we're hearing stories from people of when they bought their first house, what it was like getting the keys, how much they bought the house for. You see people coming into the estate agents there, and I imagine, maybe I'm wrong, but I think when you're buying the house for the first time, you're quite nervous, aren't you? What are people like when they're looking for the first house?
Yeah, you are. It's a huge thing. It's, you know, it's the most amount of money you're going to spend in your life by far. So other help, you know, people then proceed to a survey, and we can often help them understand what those surveys are saying, so that if there is work that's going to be needed in the future to the property, that they've budgeted for that as well.
It is an extraordinary moment when you get those keys and you own the house for the first time. How does it work? Do you go with the buyers, or do you just hand the keys over?
In general, people come to the office to collect the keys. Just because of the logistics, we have to wait for a call from the solicitor to say they've received the money, and then we can give the keys to people. If people need us to take the keys to the property, that's no problem at all. But generally, it's from the office that they come and collect them.
And do you have particular memories of people coming in? Maybe they've been saving for years and they've got that dream house and they can't wait to get in there. Just to explain that to me, describe that to me when they come in.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We work predominantly in Menston, which is a small village. I live here as well. What's wonderful is when I bump into the people a few months later and they come and they say, it's brilliant, I love it. I still look on the internet all the time, but I've not seen a house I would have preferred more. That's a really nice feeling. Or quite frequently people maybe done some work to the property, put a new kitchen in, and they ask me to go back and have a look. and that's such a, you know, a nice feeling. We get real positive feedback that they're so happy with the property that they've bought.
What a wonderful thing to do. What a great way to spend your professional life. Lisa, it's lovely to speak to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
And you, Nick.
That's
very much.
Lisa Greer from Ribston Pippin, estate agent in Menston. And you can hear there the excitement that people feel when they go and pick up those keys. What was that like for you? Buying your first house, your memories this morning, 0345 303 3333.